You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guests and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, 3MR Production, its ownership, management, or staff.
This is Libby. I'm all about wellness. What's it going to take to get you there? This is Libby, heard only on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. Where can you be reached? TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. You're in touch with This is Libby. I'm Libby, and this is radio the way it should be heard. Well, you know, I'm going to tell you, I couldn't wait to get here. You know it. I've been looking forward to being with you here at the table. I wanted to know what's in it and what's on it. Now, that's the bottom line. Another lesson in the grocery store. I went in there and the fruit was so pretty. Oh, my goodness, it was pretty. And I happened to be hungry. And you know the rule. Never, ever think you're going to go into a grocery store to get a few things when you are hungry. And certainly don't take your children and or your partner. Because if you've got a budget, you're going to blow it. The apples glistened under the light. The lettuce just, can't you just see it? Can't you see the green, beautiful lettuce and the greens, collards, kale, mustard, just jumping out of the shelves, wanting, come here. And then the bananas, they took you right to the tropics, didn't they? The tomatoes on the vine, you know, the vine-ripe tomatoes, they were just singing. The oranges were orange, and the grapefruit were grapefruit. And we got to the grapes, and have mercy. You just had to take one. You did. You just had to. But it occurred to me that something is making me wanna. Something is calling me to that fruit. Something. What is that something? And then it occurs to me, is an apple really that glossy? Is a carrot really that orange? For real? Do you remember when you were a child? Were the grapes really that big? Were they that juicy? And how about the broccoli? Did it glisten under the light like that when you were a child? Well, that kind of got me thinking. And you know that I know that you know that I had to come here and ask you, what's in it and what's on it? With us, is this Miss Angela Scipio?
Yes, it is.
I thank you for joining me. You know why? We are here at the table, and a sister want to know what's in it and what's on it. How is it that these wonderful vegetables and fruit, none of them wilted, none of them were brown, none of them showed any sign of age? And, of course, I got a little concerned, and you know, the first thing I did as soon as I could was I got back home and checked it out on the web because I wanted to know what folks were thinking about that. Miss Angie, what do you think about the presence and presentation of our fresh fruits and vegetables? What do you think?
Well, it's been my experience that most of them are waxed for presentation, and not to mention the pesticides. Like many of you, when you pick up your apples, you'll see like a white film on them, and that's from the pesticides. When you look at your cucumbers, you'll see that there is like a thin film of wax. This not only they use it for shipping purposes as well as presentation purposes, and you know, the thing that that concerns me is, when do we remove these before we eat them? Or are we ingesting them And then once we do ingest them, what is it doing to us over a period of time?
What I found in the research that I did is quite interesting, and I hope that this will help everyone who is with us here at the table. Because there's got to be a way to get it on, then there's got to be a way to get it off. And they are going to, you know who they is, the ones behind the paychecks. They are going to make sure that this continues because we are not doing something about it. Correct, Miss Angie?
Correct.
And in my research, I hope I can grab my papers soon enough. So if you hear some papers rattling, this is me trying to get this together. Because you know what? It was that good, Miss Angie. It was.
Wax.
It was that good. Let's start with that wax. I have two things in particular that bother me. And the wax was one, and the BPA was another one, all having to do with consumption of goods. And then, of course, there are some like the water, canola oil, fluoride in the toothpaste, that kind of stuff. But what I wanted to focus on was our food because it was so pretty. And then when I got home, my hands were sticky. Now I'm concerned. And then my attention was brought to our receipts that we get when we get our food, when we get our gasoline, you'd be surprised. So I don't want us to be surprised anymore. If anyone wants to join in on this conversation, 1-877-932-9766. Share your insights with Libby and the world because somebody doesn't know what's happening to them. And I'm the first person to tell you you're being played. All right, Ms. Angie.
Yes, indeedy.
Now, I invited Miss Angie because she is a raw foods strategist and chef. She's well-studied, well-versed, and she has answers for the things that we find to be a problem. She just rolls off her tongue. I love that. So this is the one I want to share. Paper. Wax on food. The reference... The first words were, beware of this hatter's... I got excited. Miss Angie, I'm going to calm myself down because I'm ticked. You can then be okay with a sister being ticked.
and I think you should be because, when you walk in the market and you look at the food, one of the differences is that organic food, they're not sprayed with pesticides. What they do is plant bushes or trees or vegetable plants alongside of them that the insects tend to go to and eat rather than eating the plants that they're trying to raise.
Mm-hmm.
That's organic. Well, sometimes because what I have found working in the restaurant industry is that, if it has a little nub on it or it's shaped a little funny or it's not as bright as the others, it's not utilized. It's considered not good. And I think that a lot of times that's what we think about organic food. And, people will say, well, it's very pricey. Well, considering what you have to spend on your health, is it really that pricey?
See, that's where, you and I talk about rubber meets the road.
Right.
What's really important to you? I mean, and then after sharing this information, it made me wonder. As I read the information, I said, I got to share this because I had to decide, am I worth it? And it's like, yeah, I am.
Yeah. It's like, you think about it when you go look and you just walk through the aisles and you see that, in the produce section, a lot of things are waxed so they look pretty, particularly cucumbers, zucchini, squash, some your rutabagas, sometimes peppers.
Oh, yeah.
And what are you doing to remove that? Can you remove it?
Well, let's first talk about the wax on food, okay? Mm-hmm. We'll do the wax on food. Woo, here we go. I'm going to calm my... No, I'm not going to calm myself down. Listen, here's what happens. This article says, beware of this hazardous edible coating on your vegetables. And the writer was Joseph Mercola. Dr. McCullough. Wax on food. Beware of this hazardous edible coating. And then he had a couple theories. Fruits and vegetables, apparently even organically grown varieties, may have cow, pig, and even chicken collagen coatings rather than wax, as well as a number of that unsavory ingredients. Wax was first used to and for a longer shelf life, hundreds of years ago. Then he talks about modified atmospheric packaging, MAP. And I'll do this real quick. Actively or passively controlling or modifying the atmosphere surrounding the product within a plastic made of various types and or combinations of films. Edible films may consist of four basic materials: lipids, resins, proteins, and polysaccharides. The most common plasticizer used to cast edible films is food grade. Ooh, glycol. Here we go. Polyethylene glycol, which is used to reduce film brittleness. I said that wrong, and it was a good one. Polyethylene. It ticks me. I'm so sorry, everybody, but this ticks me off. You know, I got a word here that I had to spit on myself to say to you, and they're using it on our food to reduce film brittleness. Okay? I can't handle it, but I'm going to. Anyway, let me just tell you this one last thing here, and then I'm going to share something else with you. Gelatin, is extracted from the boiled, you ready, guys, girls, women, children, extracted from the boiled crushed bones, connective tissues, that sounds like ligaments, right? Mm-hmm. Organs and some intestines of animals, such as domesticated cattle, chicken, and pigs. So, for all of you who don't do animals, yeah, you do. Now, I'm just going to take and tell you, yeah, you do. And that's too bad that I got to tell you, but yeah, you do. Without your knowledge, these ingredients are used to spray on your fresh fruits and vegetables so they look real pretty, so you'll want to buy them, take them home and eat them, and you don't know what you're getting. Now, if you've got an allergy to something, since those other unsavory ingredients weren't listed, might take a look at that. And also what I want to suggest to you, Miss Angie, tell me if you agree with this or not. You might consider why our bodies are responding like they are now. I'll give you an example of what I mean. There was a day when a fat woman, and that's what we used to call them as kids, was one woman on a porch for miles. You didn't see her everywhere. And now I see people's bodies getting into a place where it's not only routine, it's easily tolerated. Things are being adjusted for that. And if I could care less, except it's just not healthy. See, when I worked in the hospital, Miss Angie, for over 34 years, when someone came into the emergency room, one of the considerations we always had to consider was, how are we going to do this? Getting a catheter in that person immediately, whether it was a urine catheter, heart catheter, we had to consider an IV. Where are we going to put that? If they couldn't breathe, we had to consider, how are we going to get that down her throat so we can save her or him's life? See what I'm saying? Now it's at a place for Libby, where my concern for people who have too much body fat, It interferes with our ability to take care of you in a situation of emergency. If someone falls down in the snow, Miss Angie, you know, when I was a kid, we'd laugh. Somebody, you know how you use your feet go up in the air and the coat go one way, the purse go this way, the hat go that way, or a briefcase, you know, and you laugh because it was funny. Then you help them up. Now, you got to consider whether or not you can help them up, or you're going to call 911. Am I being a little bit whatever. I'm not judgmental. I'm just concerned. So this is what I want y'all to do right this minute, okay? Afternoon Delight with Ted the Golden Voice Williams. Back on track, back to work, and ready to entertain the world. Join Ted the Golden Voice Williams for Afternoon Delight. Williams has served as an inspiration for millions across the nation. Tune in at 12 p.m. Monday through Thursday for a mix of talk, music, and interviews with local and national figures that will motivate and inspire you. Heard exclusively on the world's greatest radio, TalkTainmentRadio.com. I shared that with you right now because we need afternoon delight after I found out what kind of delight was on my food. Miss Angie, what you thinking?
Well, it's really amazing because I was watching a show today and people were really, like there was some legislation going on to limit certain things that are really contributing to our dis-ease. And what I kept hearing over and over and over was it was the Americans' right to be pre-diabetic. It's an American's right to be ill or be, you know, sick, especially with the consumption of, like, sodium and sugary drinks and things like that. And what I'm really amazed at is what about the right for you to be healthy? What about the right for you to know what you're ingesting? And what about that path that's going to lead you toward health and being healthier? You know, it seems to me that we've got the illness down, you know, just by the choices that we are making. There are better choices to be made, but sometimes it seems like they're being made at our expense. And that concerns me. That really concerns me because, you know, it seems like with each decade, we're getting sicker. And, you know, if you look, you know, you look at our ancestors, I mean, they washed everything they consumed.
What did they wash it with?
Sometimes plain old white vinegar and water. Salt was used in a way that it drew out insects and worms and that sort of thing. Lemon juice, you know, natural thing that you know, we've taken for granted here. And even today, you know, I worked out in South Dakota at this education center. It was where people, they specialized in diabetes, heart disease, cancer, and a few other programs. And anyway, I was pretty amazed when I was in South Dakota that most of their food was trucked in. And so it was very difficult to get organic food. So one of their remedies toward that was grape seed extract. And what they would do is be 17 cups to like 5 gallons of water. And everything was soaked in it and passed through it to remove toxins from the skin, insects, anything that could be considered offensive to our palate. And I'm wondering, do people know about that today?
Well, I'm wondering if they would even bother to do it because it sounds like it's a labor of love. You gotta wanna. When it comes to your health, you gotta wanna. You gotta go ahead. You gotta just do it. You gotta pay to do it. So if you, what, I have a very good friend who said, if you don't pay on this end, you're going to pay on the other end.
And I
but
agree
you
with
will, that. You will pay.
I agree with that because either you're going to pay to invest in your health or you're going to pay to invest in the pill and invest in the doctor. You're not going to be able to have it both ways because the chemicals that are being introduced to your system, the body is not capable of breaking it down. So in a lot of cases, what it does is it casts out initially what it can't handle, but it begins to store the rest.
Okay, Miss Angie, hold on a second because we're going to keep this going. You see, TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, and the home of Brother K, educating the liberate on conversating the AM. Stay right there. Oh, we're going to nail this on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Would your business survive a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
Welcome to today's lottery drawing. And today's winning numbers are not yours, not yours, and another number that's not yours. And the final number is not yours.
When it comes to having money, don't rely on luck. Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering it. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Hey, can I tell you something?
Sure, what is it?
I want to tell you about someone being cyberbullied.
What is cyberbullied?
Cyberbully is when someone is being bullied over the internet and this person can't take it and is thinking about suicide.
Have you told someone?
No, I haven't told anyone but you. It's not my business, is it?
Yes, it is. Tear Bear says it's okay to tell the proper authorities. You must tell.
You're right. It is okay to tell, and I might even be able to save her life.
Good, because if you don't tell, I will, because cyberbullying is abuse.
Thanks. I'm going to tell now.
Saving energy saves you money. Whether you switch to Energy Star light bulbs, install Energy Star appliances, or add extra insulation. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network.
And TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. I'm Libby. You're listening to This Is Libby. And with us is Angela Scipio, raw foods strategist and chef. You may join in on the conversation by calling 1-877-932-9766. Miss Angie, we just took a walk down a path in the grocery store where they yanked on my every fiber to make sure I pick up. I had to choose between the cherry tomatoes and the Roma tomatoes, but the Romas were shiny, you know. Mm. So naturally, I resonated to those. Price difference? Yes. But I feel that the marketing there is on purpose. We need to be aware of it and to what lengths they will go to make sure that you are attracted to the food. So earlier in our conversation, and I'll just do a quick repeat, if you have any substances that have gelatin, as I suppose it's an enhancer, or it would be, let's say, something to just make things better. I don't even know how to verbalize this thing. But your gelatin substances are extracted from boiled crushed bones of animals, connective tissues. That sounds like ligaments, doesn't it, Miss Angie?
It is. Exactly what you're saying.
Organs. What organs? I can only imagine what organs. And some intestines of animals, such as domesticated cattle, chickens, and pigs. So if you're not doing meat, you better double check. I didn't even mention pink slime. Don't take me there, Miss Angie.
Oh, yeah, and you know what also, even sometimes this is extracted from crustacean fish as well. So
the gelatin?
Yes, so any anything like crabs and sharks and that sort of thing.
Right.
Also being used.
What if you have a fish allergy?
Well, if you don't investigate, you won't know. You might be having a reaction, and you can't figure out why that reaction is.
Makes perfect sense. So children, your children, your nieces and nephews and grands, they may be breaking out and you don't know why. You don't understand it. All you did was go to get something to eat out. We were out having a little lunch. Why are they acting? Oh, there is a whole conversation on the next topic that I found. But before I share that, there's a little more to this article. And I want to make sure folks know about this. The FDA explains, this is what they explained, spraying a substance on fresh produce, which forms a thin film, oxygen levels can be limited, which slows down the ripening process. Now, that's what they say. And then you go further down, and then it says there's a list of potential ingredients, because I believe this is Dr. Mercola. He's talking again. These lists of potential ingredients will vary from product to product, but can be generally divided into four basic materials. These are the four materials that they gave without giving the others. Lipids. Now think about your food. Think about how beautiful it is, Miss Angie. And think about that gorgeous apple, you know, the dark red one. Or think about your tomatoes. Think about those things that jump out at you when you walk in the store. Lipids could be used on your food. This is a combination of waxes, oils, and stearic acid. The second one was resins. Shellac and wood resin. Are you serious? I'm getting angry, Miss Angie. Come help a sister out. I'm getting mad. Shellac and wood on tomatoes, apples, cucumbers, zucchini.
You know, they do that just sometimes to when you go in the store, you know, stores like when you're buying furniture and those sort of things.
Don't go there.
And you see those screws?
You took me down that alley and made me drive.
The reason how they got those screws that way are by shellacking them.
Oh, this is where Libby takes a deep breath so she don't say things that are not conducive to radio. Because I'm human. Polysaccharides. Pectin, starch, and chitosan. And, oh, my God, polysaccharides. Isn't that a sugar? Is that a sugar? Miss Angie? Huh?
It's a form of.
A form of sugar. So if you're a diabetic, you've just sabotaged yourself, correct?
Well, you have, but sometimes you won't even realize it because, you know, you have to consume it over a period of time. And that's what is happening with most of us, is that we are consuming it over periods of time, and then we're wondering why, you know, we're having this reaction and we can't isolate it. And that's a lot of what is going on.
Well, what ticks me off is that folks who produce this stuff know this, and they're doing it anyway. It's kind of like yanking down the rainforest when there's all kinds of plants and stuff in there that would help us cure some of the craziness we're going through. They're tearing it down. They're burning them down for the sake of modernization and hotels that I'll probably never go to. And they're doing the same thing with putting this junk in our food, all for the sake of the dollar. Is that what I'm hearing for real? For real.
Oh, absolutely. And the amazing thing is, they don't have to directly tell you.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Producer, help me old behind the glass. Oh, calm a sister down. Go ahead. I'm holding on. I'm really holding on, Angie. Go ahead.
They don't have to tell you. All they have to do is make it available to you.
Okay. Okay. No dead air. No dead air. Common additives. Ooh, have mercy. I knew I was going to do this before I got here because I was so angry just writing it down. Common additives. Antimicrobials. Antioxidants. Texturizers. Are you ready for this? Texturizers to customize the film for that particular product. So if it's lettuce, you know, or collard greens or mustard greens or kale, then, you know, we need a film that'll fit the kale. So, because it's kind of wrinkled and, you know, it looks all tasty. We got to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Texturizers. What could possibly be in texturizers? I don't even want to know right now. But the next one was plasticizers. Plasticizers. Polyethylene glycol and other cross-linking agents. What cross-linking agents could that be, Miss Angie?
Well, you know, the polyethylene, you know, a lot of the plates that we eat off are made out of that.
Keep going.
Hey, I mean, the thing is, you know, this is a decided choice lifestyle. It isn't going to, you know,
Got me choking in here. Go ahead.
Everything is going against health. So in order for us to have a better health, we've got to choose the path that is going to be positively acclimating towards that healing and that health. And we cannot continue to think that there's something okay with having a burger that's made and ready in 90 seconds. You yourself can't even accomplish that at home. So there are things, you know, when you look at and I'm going to just take convenience food.
Okay.
You know, you look at French fries. Well, there are a lot of companies that now roll their French fries in sugar. Why? Because they're more appealing. You understand? And you wonder why, when you finish eating one, you want more, and it's addictive. Well, it's being coated in an addictive substance. And a lot of times you don't know it.
Is it just sugar, or can it be something else? Because this is not a new thing for me to hear. I heard it from a bodybuilder I was talking with.
It depends on who the company is.
Okay.
But, you know, if you're going to frequent it, and you're going to put your dollars behind supporting it, you should at least be able to ask the questions about what's in it.
Well, let me do this. I want to share this with everyone, all right?
It's okay.
Food safety education. Wash utensils, surfaces, and hands with soapy water while preparing food, especially when handling raw meats or eggs. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by cleaning with soap and water as you go. Learn more about this and other information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. I shared that on purpose. You know why, Miss Angie? Because we're talking about food surfaces, washing our hands, being as careful as possible, and somebody just put a plasticizer, shellac, on your food. I'm stomping my foot. Okay, I'm going to. The producer, he's just laughing. He thinks this. I am so funny. He loves it when I get angry. Passionate. Passionate's a nice word.
You know what the government will say?
What?
This is what's so funny about the government. Well, overall, you know, a certain fragment, this amount of the shellac, will not be detrimental or harmful to the individual.
A certain amount.
Uh-huh. I mean, if you look up
you're laughing too.
If you look up the FDA and you look up government standards, you will be shocked as to what is allowed in your food and what is allowed in the mouth of your food. And it can be anything from rat hair to bugs to to chillax.
So you're not going meatless, are you?
I'm just going to tell you, it will shock you. You know, it will shock you. And, you know, what I have seen working in the food industry, sometimes because when I work in larger quantities, I see the discrepancies easier than when I'm dealing with the smaller jars out of a supermarket. Hmm. But make no mistake about it, they exist. They truly exist.
Okay, and so this may be why we are seeing disease entities on the rise, or conditions that we've never, our old people never saw some of this stuff. And they always had some old hat and old hard to take care of a little something-something. Yeah. But when you've got the accumulation of stuff in your body for years, then one day it just says, boing, and you got this problem that folks can't figure out and won't go away. They're helping you, but they're not healing you. Is it because of the substances building up? Because the next article that I just couldn't believe. Okay, look. There are 8 guidelines for real helpful foods. This was at the end of the article. Hope for everyone. Let's go down the path. All right, Miss Angie?
Yes.
What is PATH for you? PATH.
Positive action toward health and or healing.
All right. These 8 guidelines will give us something to work with as we go down the path. First of all, get organic food or some organic, non-organic food. So get some organic food and some non-organic, because some people do follow the rules and they keep their foods fresh and they're not adjusted or sprayed or any of that. And then it says not and do not indulge in genetically modified foods.
Okay.
How do we know that it's not been genetically modified? Or what do we look for a genetically modified fruit?
Well, if you look on the fruit, there's a little stamp symbol, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it has numbers on it, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And those numbers directly, if you look them up, they will tell you if they're organic,
mm-hmm.
if they're genetically modified, if they're grown wild, but they're still grown within a modified situation,
mm-hmm.
meaning not necessarily produced from a test tube.
Okay.
But still grown and not organically grown.
Well, let me finish this real quick, because I want to make sure we get it all in there. If you're going to have guidelines for your real food, okay, no artificial anything. Don't come from a confined animal feeding operation. Your food does not do that. Your fresh chosen fruits, if you got to do wilted, a little wilted, I understand, and they say that, but it's best to have the fresh conventional produce. That's your best option. No added growth hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. Grown within the laws of nature, like no mixed grains or animal byproducts. And use free range if you're doing meat. Free range animals. That means they're able to go outside and play. You understand?
Yeah.
Overstand. Mm-hmm. Grow your own. Research your locally grown foods on the web and find your local farmers markets. This is something that we can do. We can be on that path. Now listen to this. TalkTainmentRadio.com. That's our address. Worldwide and locally. We're here 24/7 around the world. Radio, the way it should be heard. Now stay right there. There's more to this, more than you know, on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is now more listener friendly. We've categorized the programs that air on TalkTainment Radio.
Thursday, techno, money, law, and fun.
Dave Sherman Show. Three voices. Information Highway. Money. Food. Rap.
Go to TalkTainmentRadio.com and click on programs for times and podcasts. Click Listen Live for current programs being aired. We are the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Would your business survive a disaster? Nearly 2/3 of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
This moment of uncontrollable laughter was made possible by a 32-year-old man with little to no coordination attempting to execute a simple cartwheel. His name is Sergeant Warner, but young James, our laughing friend here, simply calls him Dad. The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Breaking news. There's been a large number of known child abuse going unreported, but Tear Bear wants you to know it's okay to tell.
So let me be abused, not me. Don't let me be abused, not me.
Don't let me be abused, not me.
Okay, tell, can set me free. Call 1-800-4-A-CHILD.
If you know a child is being abused, please call 1-800-4-A-CHILD. That number is 1-800-422-4453.
It is said it takes a village to raise a child. It's going to take the nation to protect us all.
Brought to you by Fly High and Timber. It's okay to tell. Let's stop child abuse.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. Food for thought.
It's important to cultivate and nurture relationships, all relationships, whether they are casual, familial, work-related, or romantic. I am reminded of the quote, "Man cannot live by bread alone." We need companionship, someone with whom to share our hopes, our dreams, and our talents. People come into our lives by choice and by chance. They come to support us, to love us, to encourage us, and in doing so, sometimes they make our lives a little crazy. They get us to question the way we see the world and affirm that what we see is just fine. So let us value the friendships and relationships that we have with others and let them know how important they are to us. For man cannot live by bread alone. We need others with whom to share that bread.
That's another Food for Thought. To hear additional Food for Thought, stay tuned to TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network.
And TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. I'm Libby. You're listening to This Is Libby. And with us is Angela Scipio, raw foods strategist and chef. I asked her to come and be with us here at the table because I wanted to know what's on it and what's in it. Ms. Angie, I decided that I wanted to share one other piece of information. I want you to help me with this one because I get passionate up in here.
Okay.
BPA. Are you familiar with that?
And give me the breakdown
word. I'm laughing because it's the ink dye on all of your tapes. This little article was by S. Lunder, and it was done in 2010. And according to Environmental Working Group, and then it was another date, July 27, 2010, they are saying that the plastic component, bisphenol, has been in headlines nonstop as scientists and health experts and consumers press for a federal ban on food packaging made with this synthetic estrogen, shown to leach into infant formula beverages and canned foods. What? But most Americans are probably unaware that they are regularly being exposed to the same endocrine disrupting chemical in cash register receipts. That's what I said.
Is that blue colored tape? When you smell it, it reminds you of what they used to do with mimeograph.
Matter of fact, further down, and I wrote a note for this, because I wanted folks to know where they may be exposed to this. Point of sale receipts, prescriptions, airline tickets, lottery tickets. Yeah. And here's what the note I wrote for this. It says thermal printers use paper. This is how it works. That is coated with the dye and the developer, which is the BPA or an alternative chemical. Now, the heat from the thermal printer head triggers a reaction between the dye and the developer, allowing the ink to appear. But now, this is what happens. Have you ever noticed your receipt is warm?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you ever considered seeing people lick their fingers before checking their lottery tickets?
Yes.
And have you paid attention sometimes when your wet produce is in your grocery bag? If the receipt happens to be in that bag, this is how you get exposed. Take a deep breath, sister girl. Here we go. Now, it says 2/5 of the paper receipts that are tested by a major laboratory commissioned by the Environmental Working Group, they're heat activated, this paper. And that's, you get a reading 0.8 to nearly 3% pure BPA by weight. The exposure happens this way. There's oral exposure, so fingers to food, to mouth. Then there's dermal exposure, skin to inner body. From inner body, goes into the bloodstream. Mm-hmm. And then the study continues July 11, that BPA can penetrate the skin so deep that it can't be washed off. That was by Biderman, 2010. And it gets into the bloodstream directly. Now, these are the things that happen to the animals. So, therefore, we animals, right?
There you go.
All right. In animal tests, reproductive system development was abnormal. Decreased intellectual capacity. Behavioral abnormalities. Makes sense for our crazy kids, right? Mm. Early puberty. Breasts at 9, babies at 11, resistance to chemo, then there's asthma, and then there was one that just stuck out like a sore thumb, Miss Angie, epigenetic changes. You know what that means? Alternations, okay? The way genes switch on and off, it moves to the next generation. So if there's a problem in you and you have a baby, that baby may get something as a result of being exposed to this ink. The ink is everywhere. Everywhere. They also suggest the note for me here is beware of alcohol-based cleaners because it promotes increased absorption. Because, see, when you wash your hands with an alcohol-based product, it opens your pores. Then this stuff gets inside your body quicker. And once it goes in, the body has to work it out. What's really sad is that sources of exposure, like 93% of the Americans, 6 years and older, it's in their urine. They can trace it in the urine. See what I'm saying? Canned food and beverages and children and infants is the primary source. A big source for our children. Remember we were talking about the overweight thing?
Yeah.
Well, I wonder sometimes why our bodies will produce the fat. I mean, it just don't make sense to me because something about it just off for me. But this is what was in the article. This product is stored in human fat. It's released very slowly and constantly into the body. So then you might pay attention to the effects of an unborn. Now, do you think that our bodies could be holding fat on to protect itself from these substances that are here that it doesn't recognize until it can leach it out on its own? Is that possible to you? Does that sound strange?
I think that there's some... there's some possibility to that because, I mean, our bodies are made, you know, when we produce white blood cells, you know, to go out and fight against these things that are in our bodies, their function is to attack the stuff that's coming in that's not good. However, when it's overwhelmed, I know that the body tends to store. You know, what it can't, what I know about, you know, from being diabetic is what it doesn't store as energy used, it begins to store as fat. And in those fat globules, there are a lot of things that, you know, get stored in that fat. Some things are as old as our childhood. And some things are as recent as what we ate yesterday. I think that the body, its own mechanism to protect itself, I think obesity has become that result.
Really?
I think dis-ease has become one of the results. I think that a lot of the diseases that you hear now, which have occurred within this last century, some of them even in the last couple of decades, that we never heard of before. I mean, when you look at cancer, cancer is not that old. Okay? Celiac disease, it's not that old. Some of the stuff that we are reacting to has got to come from what we're ingesting from the environment, and not the natural thing, but the things that have been utilized man-made-wise.
Well, this list said that point-of-sales receipts, and it named a few. And it made me a little sad because, again, these folks know that this exists. They know that it's a problem, but they continue to use it anyway, even though there are folks in place who are trying to get it banned for whatever the reason. It's not banned. Convenience stores, grocery stores, pharmacies, gas stations, post offices, and ATMs. How many times does a person go, you see a person go to an ATM machine and they use their card, they get their dollars back, they get their receipt, the receipt is in this hand, they shift it to the other hand, and then they lick their fingers to count their money. There you go. There you go. And folks know this. Now, I want certainly to leave some hope, okay? How can we detox? Give us a quick detox recipe or give us some instructions on how to clear our bodies of these metals, these substances, these issues, these viruses, these byproducts. Help the sister out before she start praying up in here.
I'm right here for you, and I'm so glad that you said metals. A lot of us have metals in our system, heavy metals, mercury, those sort of things. And you'll notice it in people when they have dark circles under their eyes. They're like bluish dark circles. Well, one of the easiest ways to remove this is to make a pesto and make pesto out of cilantro. Cilantro is also known as the seed that it produces as coriander. The leaf that it produces is cilantro. Okay? You can take cilantro, put it in bunches, add garlic, lemon juice, a little bit of ginger. You can also add flaxseed ground up. You can add sesame seeds ground up and puree this into a fine paste. And if you eat this daily, it will help remove the metals out of your system. It's a great way to detox. It tastes good. It's good for you.